So too, Biden goes off script to scold Supreme Court justices over Dobbs. By Katherine Hamilton on March 7, 2024. President Joe Biden strayed from his prepared remarks at the State of the Union address on Thursday night to criticize Supreme Court justices to their faces about their decision to overturn Roe v. Wade. In June of 2022, the Supreme Court issued its Dobbs decision overturning Roe, which had guaranteed the invented constitutional right to abortion for 50 years. During his speech, Biden called for the restoration of Roe and took the opportunity to swipe at Supreme Court justices in attendance. In its decision to overturn Roe v. Wade, the Supreme Court majority wrote the following: "And with all due respect, justices, women are not without electoral and political power. You're about to realize just how much you're right about that," he said, addressing justices directly. Democrats erupted in applause after Biden addressed the justices personally. The justices, dressed in their traditional black robes, sat expressionless but looking forward as the applause and reaction thundered around them. Secretary of State Antony Blinken, who was among those sitting beside the group, stood to applaud, NBC News reported. Breitbart News senior legal contributor Ken Klukowski called Biden's actions a deeply disturbing attack on the Supreme Court, who by tradition and in keeping with decorum, are not allowed to respond. "This is even worse than when Barack Obama disrespected the court by denouncing a recent decision from the justices in 2010, where he simply referenced it to the audience while the justices were sitting in the front row," Klukowski noted. This time, Biden actually spoke to them directly, threatening the independence of a coequal branch of government by telling them they were going to find out how much political power could be arrayed against them. Klukowski added that Congress controls the money and the president has the military, intelligence agencies, and law enforcement, but the Supreme Court has only the moral authority of its opinions. "An independent judiciary is essential to a free society," and Biden attacked that judiciary in his speech, he said. Katherine Hamilton is a political reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow her on X @thecot_Hamilton.